Ozempic's surprising impact on America's freight market. The freight market has faced numerous disruptions over the years, from tariffs and recessions to weather and economic fluctuations. However, a new force is emerging that is reshaping freight demand: the adoption of GLP-1 medications. These drugs, originally developed for diabetes management, are now being used for weight loss and appetite suppression. These medications suppress appetite and reduce overall caloric intake, leading to a potential decrease in food and beverage demand. Early estimates suggest that even at current penetration levels, roughly 12% of U.S. adults, the downstream effect on food and beverage demand could be substantial. Recent analyses point to an approximate 3% drop in total caloric food demand due to appetite suppression. This may seem modest, but in the context of America's food supply chain, the numbers scale quickly. The impact is already being felt in various categories, with some evidence of slight upticks in mix as consumers prioritize nutrient-dense foods. U.S. trucks move more than 2 billion tons of food and beverages annually, with an average payload of around 20 tons per truckload. This translates to roughly 100 million plus truckloads per year dedicated to food and bev freight. A 3% reduction in this volume would result in approximately 3 million fewer truckloads annually. To put this into perspective, the proposed Union Pacific-Norfolk Southern merger is projected to divert around 2 million truckloads off the road over time through improved intermodal efficiency and rail capture. However, GLP-1 adoption could already eclipse this impact on truckload volumes, and we're only in the early innings of penetration. The categories hit hardest by appetite suppression are classic snack and beverage freight lanes, including beer. Fresh produce and proteins appear more resilient, with some evidence of slight upticks in mix as consumers prioritize nutrient-dense foods even while eating less overall. Real-world freight signals are beginning to whisper the trend: softer reefer and dry van demand in certain consumer packaged goods, CPG, segments, anecdotal reports from brokers of lighter loads in snack-heavy lanes, and early category-specific volume softness that doesn't fully align with broader economic headwinds. Counterbalancing forces exist, including the construction of new pharmaceutical manufacturing facilities generating significant truckloads today. Food conglomerates may reformulate products to better appeal to GLP-1 users, potentially offsetting some losses. However, the core math is hard to ignore: a structural reduction in caloric intake due to appetite suppression could have far-reaching implications for the freight market. As the adoption of GLP-1 medications continues to grow, it will be interesting to see how the industry adapts and responds.